Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends show. This is Business 101. I'm your host, Big Bap. We are getting ready to do one of my favorite topics. I just shared this on LinkedIn, because if y'all have not shared the show link, go ahead and share it now, because I am telling you, the knowledge we're getting ready to drop today, you're going to want to hear this, okay? And so I took a topic that I understand all too well. And it's a topic that I teach a lot of my business mentees as I begin them, how to get to where they're trying to be at, all right? So when you're trying to get somewhere, a lot of times you're going to have things that delay you, whatever those delays are. But there's a sermon that so many people hear in church, and they didn't get the message. So I'm going to break it down from a business standpoint. And the name of this topic is called A Blessing Delayed is Not a Blessing Denied. We hear this topic, but we don't understand this topic from even a business or a generational wealth standpoint. All right? So before we get real deep on y'all, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all know, if you want to call into the show and get deep with us today, the number is 563-999-0090. Again, the snake. The number is 563-999-3090, or you can email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Our production manager is not with us today. Y'all pray for her as she does her dialysis. You know, keep her in your prayers. She's not with us doing this. She is doing what she needs to do to take care of herself, because you know our motto here at the Roundtable Family Production: health first, self first. All right? You can't take care of somebody else if you can't take care of you, all right? So learn that motto. That is our production manager's motto. So if you don't understand that, you don't believe in anything. All right, y'all know I got to bring my girl into the building. Y'all know her. She's the model on our flyer. Oh, she has a lot of titles. But more famously, recently starting her own cleaning business, the owner of Goddessly Cleaning, the sponsor of so many shows and events that we do, some of the secret behind some of the sauce that we have going on. Welcome CJ to the building. Welcome, mama. What it do, shout it.
Hello.
Ooh. Oh, so ma'am, what have you been doing since the last show? Because we've canceled, what, about 2-3 shows now?
We've canceled 3 shows.
Yeah. Because I didn't talk to me.
Writing out business plans and getting resumes together and, you know, trying to make myself look professional and whatnot.
Wait. What you mean make yourself look professional? Because we already look professional. I don't understand how you have to make yourself look.
Yes, we do, but I mean like on paper.
What do you mean on paper?
On paper, like, how do you read on paper? Like, it's one thing in person, but, like, on paper, your portfolio, like, it's you just on paper. You got to write that out. That's important.
Listen, you said something so specific, and I like the term that you use. It's you. And here's what I try to teach people. It does not matter where your experience comes from. You should be able to translate that experience to paper. The reason why so many people don't qualify for jobs, the reason why they don't qualify for positions, is they don't understand the role, the knowledge, the skills, the ability that goes with the position that they have. And so when you miss your opportunity, it's not that your blessing was denied, your blessing is delayed, because you haven't understood how to put that whole portfolio together. You are a walking portfolio. Some of y'all going, listen, this show going to be some hidden gems. So if you are listening out here today, this is going to be a knowledge-based business 101 course, and you might want to be taking some notes. Get your notepads out today. If you got your phones, do what you do, but you're going to want to get this information. All right, y'all, I got a guest in the studio with us today. We all the way in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Y'all know how we do. I got my boy Big Ol' Hanna in the building. Listen, no. Let me do some accolades. Let me tell y'all something. And let me, you know, Kalisha, people be like, when I do my introductions, listen.
When he bring you out, y'all.
Listen, I got to do my introduction because this is not somebody that I take lightly, okay? This is my oldest nephew, and I want you to understand. Not only is this a twinkle of my eye, but this is my image a decade behind me. Talking to this young man is literally having a universal face-to-face conversation with yourself, saying all the things that you wish that you could go back and say to yourself in that moment. It is the epitome of love thyself more than you love thyself. This is a young man that I watch struggle to deal with his emotions at an early age because no one could hear him. He was often misunderstood because his passion was greater than most people's passion around him, and so he had to taper his passion to meet the expectations of the crowd around him. This is a young man who does not understand what the word stop means. When he stops, he goes to sleep. His heart, his drive, his energy is his family, his community, and those that love his family and his community. I've watched him be everything that I thought he could be, and he does it with purpose, with intent, with dignity, with equitable and equity and integrity. So when I tell you this is more than just a business owner, this is more than just a nephew, this is me loving myself and ensuring that myself and my wealth and my generational legacy through just my sons, that this is my first son. This is the first young man that I taught how to be a young man. And I started when I was 10 and he was being born. So I give you guys Big Ohana, a.k.a. Montrell Baptiste. Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show, Business 101, sir.
Like that shout out. That was dope.
Hit that. And I say that because here's what I need people to understand. You can't introduce somebody that you don't know. You can't give somebody a business introduction if you don't know them. See, the same conversation that I had with him, I'm going to have with you guys today. You must understand, Kalisha, what's a SWOT analysis?
Oh, man. Sir, that's in the other notebook.
Strength? Weaknesses.
Yeah. Strength, weaknesses.
Opportunities.
That.
And what people don't understand, the reason why they are given in that order is because strengths and weaknesses are the same, but opportunity and threats are the same, and you must understand both sides. Because if you only look at your business from the good, you'll never understand how somebody's trying to attack you or your business. But if you only look at it from the bad, you'll miss your opportunities. It's an equal balance. It's duality. People ask me, well, why did you start a security company? A security number one job is safety. Nothing else. They have no other job than safety. And you know what their number one job function is? The number one job function of a security officer, whether they are armed or unarmed, is to observe and write it down. That notepad that a security officer has in his pocket, everything that they write on the notes is as if the police officer or a judge or an affidavit of the court said it themselves. And I tell people every day, I'm the owner of my security company. Licensed by the state of Florida, insured in all 50 states to carry and carry firearms. We can do a level 2 FBI background check. We can do your analysis check, anybody on the spot, on location. In doing so, I partnered with the owner of a home health aid business, so we also have traveling nurses. We can set up a daycare. We can set up a home health aid service. We can also do CPR, AED classes, and we can do it in all 50 states. I am a walking advertisement of myself. And I'm licensed and I'm insured to do it. I don't have to ask anybody, can I make money? Who can tell me I can? How you build your business matters. The structural foundation of how you build your businesses matter. Literally, I get paid. When you go get a certain job, are you not required to do fingerprinting? Where my business is located, I am the only business in a 100-mile radius that can do it that is not an official government business. And I'm black-owned. And not only am I black-owned, my co-owner is a black woman. We are a minority and we're black-owned. We didn't go outside of our community. We built it together. She's building hers, and I'm building mine, and we're partnering to build all of our things together. Y'all keep telling me, as business owners and bosses and leaders, y'all keep telling me about this struggle that y'all got, and I'm like, why are y'all struggling? Look how many employees you got around you. If you a boss, everybody around you should be on somebody's payroll, not somebody's job, but within a corporation that y'all own and run y'allself. Y'all are the community.